it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's Thursday. It's the fourth day of May. I was just asking the pre-show audience. The fourth day of May, 2017. And it's not going to be a Phil-only or anything. Today is a very fun day. By the way, that's a little bit of corn there. All right, first off, let me tell you the winner of this past week's bar fight between R.C. Collins and Bob Green. And this was a close event. The winner, Bob Green, 52% to 48%. And on Friday's show, we will have both contestants on to discuss this. Bob Green will be with us along with R.C. Collins. But Bob Green, the winner of 52% to 48%. And coming up next week for our final fourth preliminary fight, it's going to be, well, actually starting this week, should be starting on Friday, as a matter of fact, Pastor William Renick versus Chris Norton, final matchup. So it'll be Pastor William Renick and Chris Norton for the final matchup starting on Friday, and the winner of last week's bar fight, Robert Green, 52% to 48%. The winner of our free Phil Hendry Show download is Tanya Goodhouse. All right. Here is Tanya Goodhouse's quote. Bob Green just needs to flash RC the diaper filler look that he uses in that picture that he put on the inside door of the bathroom stall to win that fight. I don't know. It wasn't quite that easy, but you got to love that quote from Tanya Goodhouse. And we're going to find out whether that's his real name or not when we contact him for his free download. So Bob Green just needs to flash R.C. Collins this look. I call it the diaper filler. And he's the winner. That's from Tanya Goodhouse. The winner of the fight last week, Bob Green, 52% to 48%. Today on the show, we're going to do, if you want to call it the first installment of an idea that one of our BSPs had, one of our Backstage Pass family members. Our BSPs, as you know, are subscribers, and you're welcome to subscribe to philhendryshow.com anytime you get a chance, anytime you have a notion. You can subscribe for a month. You can subscribe for a year. With your subscription, you get the opportunity to join us on our Friday night chats. You can watch a live stream as I produce the show on Sunday nights. You can watch me producing the show every night. Every day, depending on what time we do it, you can access the biggest archive of radio material anywhere, I'd be willing to bet, and all kinds of other little historic events like the original video cast that we used to do back at Premier Radio. We have a lot of those. We have some TV pilots that I produced. We have interviews that have been conducted with me, and we're always kind of just out there doing whatever goodwill ambassador kind of stuff we can for the show. You get a chance to be a part of all of that on our website. And I take BSP input very seriously. Our BSPs are subscribers of the people that help build our website and help build out the show and help sort of guide the creative efforts of the show. A lot of ideas that BSPs have had, we've implemented. For instance, we do an hour of classic material with every day's podcast. You'll note on our show log, you'll see today's BSP hour. I don't know if you were able to see that as a non-subscriber, but we have that. That was an idea that was given to us by a listener, by one of our subscribers. And this is an idea that was kicked around on our Friday night chat, and that was to collect all of the commercials, all of the satirical commercials that we produced since we started doing those. Collect them all into one place. Is it a download? Is it a series of downloads? Exactly what is it? So what I thought I would do is just begin that process. Now, I went back and found when we first started doing these fake commercials, because that's the word, fake news. We got the fake commercials, man. When we started doing these fake commercials, it was back somewhere around late February, early March. And we start with these commercials that you're going to hear today in the month of March in 2016. So hopefully we're going to collect all of those commercials and complete those in one download or a series of downloads. It will be something very identifiable and something that you can access on our website, because all of these things, and that's the cool thing, like I said, about our BSP family is they understand the show. They know the places where things should be. They know, you know, where things should be placed and the significance of things. And they're always telling me, you know, what a complete waste of space I am. And one of them should take over the show. All right. Now, one of the other things I wanted to mention to you, if you're a subscriber or if you're going to become a subscriber to our website, and, you know, I don't really do this pitch. I don't think I've ever done really a major extended pitch for our website. We generally sort of just kind of toss out these goofy mentions and we let you make up your mind. But I think, you know, we're very proud of the work that we've done. Very proud of the shows that we've created, both the radio show and the podcasts and everything in between, whether they're commercials, the Milwaukee Lion football games, which are so weird that people in the business kind of look at me and sort of take a wide berth around me when they're... I think they were fun to do, and I think that they're funny as hell, and in some strange way, it's sort of interesting to follow the team during that season. They suck, the Lions do, but they have a marvelous story that they tell. So all of this stuff that we have on the website has been organized and reorganized over the years. The very first day that I had anything to do with any website having my name on it was in October of 1999. That's when the Phil Hendry Show website was created. And for the next, well, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, it was under the auspices of Clear Channel, what is today iHeartMedia. In 2006, ownership of the site, of the domain, of the material, it all passed to me. And we sort of took a look at to see what do we got here? And how do we want to organize this? And, you know, we along the way, man, you live and you learn. But I will tell you this, at the very beginning, and I say at the very beginning, that was 1999, you know, a month subscription, I think, was $6.95. And it was that at the beginning in 2006 when we took over. We didn't raise the price on this sucker really for another 5-6 years. Some of you guys may be more familiar. I don't even remember, man, but I think it was like 2010 or 2011 that we jacked the price up to $9.95, and that's where it has remained. So something's got to be happening, man, for us to really raise prices. We don't just raise prices because business is good. You know, we raise prices when we have really put a lot of effort. When there's such a thing as a capital expense, and there's the improvement on the site we think warrants it. So, having said all that stuff, you can get a month subscription, I think, for $9.95, something like that. I don't know. And a year, I haven't even checked the price, man. A year is like $79, something like that. I was on David Feldman's podcast this past week, and Dave's such a nice guy, and it's obviously really important in his business. He was plugging the hell out of this website. I've never been on anybody's podcast or show that gave me a better, you know, gave me a better plug than what David gave us. So I started thinking about that, and wow, Henry, why aren't you doing that? So anyway, I thought I would do a little bit of that on this show today while we play some of these commercials, and we're going to get to them very, very shortly. I just want to mention this because you guys who are Backstage Pass members, as I mentioned, you have a lot to do with this. These are some of the improvements on our site and some of the features that we have plugged in and implemented that I think are a longtime fans of the show really enjoy. First of all, we have character bios, you know, Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman. Now, it's not all of the characters. We took what we thought were the 10, and right now we have 8 represented. There's 2 more that will be represented. We're rotating them in. The 10 most identifiable, most popular characters. And if you go to our website, you know, what am I doing, man? I don't even have the, pardon me for saying, but on our video cast, I was completely not on screen. It was all the Pacific Ocean. What are you doing, Henry? Where was I? Because what I was going to do is actually show you the website and show you what I'm talking about. That having been said, it's probably the better idea is for you to go over to the website yourself and check this out. One of these days we'll do a tutorial. That was really interesting. So if you're on the video cast tonight and you didn't see me for the first, 15 minutes, I apologize because somehow I was still off screen and all we saw was the roiling surf of the El Pacifico. How whack is that? That's pretty weird. Given the fact that I was sitting here and staring at that screen, that's nuts. All right, now getting back to the website and the improvements, we have character bios, and these are not just the eight characters and sort of their, Jeff lives in Temple City and giving, specific sort of the fantasy biography of the character itself. We also have a place where you can take a look at how these characters were created, the inspiration. What was I doing? What was I thinking when I came up with them? It's almost like an actor's studio where I tell you, well, here's how these guys came about. And we have a specific name for that, as a matter of fact, on the site. I don't know exactly what that is, but it's called the Character Rundown. We have the Character Rundown. Then we have a rap sheet. So the rundown is like this. And I'm showing it on screen now for those of you that do not have video. There's Chris Norton. Here is the character. These are the character rundowns of how many characters we have. Here is the note from Phil. Chris Norton is the result of three things I encountered in the 70s. One was a band I saw on TV called The Chairman of the Board, whose lead singer sang the words, "I got sex appeal," in a particular song. The second were some of the amoral single guys I'd see in the bars of Central Florida when I was working in Orlando radio. They had the chains, the shirts open to the navel, drinking rum and banging their best friends' girlfriends. And the third was a guy who worked weekends at WRJ, the station I was on at the time. The guy had a long, sloppy drawl, modulated the way FM jocks did back then, to sound deep and sensual. I put those three things together, and this dude's name, by the way, was Tom. My name is Tom. And that was fantastic. I mean, this dude had almost like a speech impediment, So anyway, that gives you an idea of what we do with each of these characters. So we explain the characters that way, the rap sheet. And the rap sheet, by the way, is this here at the bottom. Grand aspirations. Chris is 28. So this is more of the bio that I guess the character would write himself, the rap sheet. Sassy lady, unfortunately, due to a bad sinus affliction, he pronounces X or CKS as TS or S. I can't help my natural sass appeal. Keeping up appearances, he's politically charged, an odious man, his favorite place, of course, the Rusty Pelican, and his lifestyle goals. So that's all there on the website. The other is the archive sneak peek. We feature on the homepage once a month. We pull a favorite episode from the archives, and we make it available to non-paid members so they can get a glimpse of what it looks like behind the scenes. So if you go to the homepage on our website, you'll see, I think this is one that we did recently, in fact, as recently as 2017. Here at the bottom of the page, you'll see Gene Jabel's Country Music USA. I have a listener of ours over on Twitter who was asking me about a Gene Jabel episode from 2016. It's weird how some of these characters get their own little fan base, but that's a Gene Jabel Country Music USA from January 3rd. So that's something that's free to you guys, and it's part of our archive. Let's see, what else we have? Ability to update your account information, very important. People were screaming about that. We finally have it. We have a My Account tab that allows you to update this info, including your credit card information, access to your purchase downloads, or downloads you may have got through a sign-up promotion, your billing address. All of that stuff can be changed. Now, one of the things the guys are also working on is something that the BSPs asked for, and that's the ability to bounce from one date to the next. People were saying, okay, if I'm sitting there, let's say, in August of 2005, and I want to listen to something in July of 2000, I got to leave 2005, I got to go back to the archive tab, I got to go back to the years, I got to go back to the month, and so on. This will be a very, very convenient way of you going from just one date in 2017 to another date in 1999, back to a date in 2008. So you'll be able to facilitate that movement a lot more freely, I think. All right. So that's the stuff that I wanted to tell you about that, our website at philhenryshow.com. Now, from the year 2016, we have a smattering here of commercials. And these are all taken from a week in March. This appears to be the very first week that we did commercials. And I would say the first week of March. There may have been some in the last, a little amount in the last week of February. But most of these are the first week of March of 2016. And we'll just roll through a few. The first is Vladimir Richthofen's glass repair. We go to Jim Meacham. Jim Meacham's Grab It, which is a kind of Ronco invention, and that segues into Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers. And you guys know Wes Hurlford is the guy that sang There's a Midget and was bugging, I think it was Dean Wheeler at his house. We have Bruno Geckman's Security, a guy who provides security for Johnny Manziel. We have the Wicked Sisters Pet Grooming Company, Richter's on the Beach, which is some kind of a bar restaurant, I think. We also have Prescott's Gladstone Place. I'm not exactly sure I remember what that's about. We have Ricky Dugan Plumbing, which is my favorite. Ricky Dugan Plumbing is bizarre as hell. He's a guy that if you don't like his plumbing, you can slap him in the face, which sounds therapeutic to me. Rip Ripco and Tiny Winston. Tiny Winston is a speed shop. Rip Ripco may have something to do with automotive. Watson's Cars is what it is. It's a car seller. And then we also have Luckler's Water, some kind of healthy water, which doesn't sound too healthy when you hear the actual commercial. Then we also have the Brewsters, which I think is some kind of a clothing store, and a football panel that is kind of like a coach's camp or a scouting combine, some weird thing that is being held in the area. Those are the commercials that we were able to pull just from that one week, and we were not really doing them every day. So let's listen now here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to the commercials in and of themselves, a whole new thang here at PhilHendryShow.com.
This is Vladimir Richthofen. If you bring your glasses in, I will repair them for you. This is Vladimir Richthofen. You bring your glasses in, I'll repair them for you. Old school, old European quality and technique goes in every pair of glasses. If you're going blind, come on in, bring the Coke bottles in. I fix your glasses. I fix them for a very fair price. Old school, old European craftsmanship right there on the main highway, Superhighway 61, right there in downtown Ingolstadt.
Richthofen's glass repair and glass blowing.
Come on in. I'll blow the glass for you.
Richthofen's glass repair and glass blowing. Never any better. Letter openers, all kinds of things. Bottle openers, stuff that falls out of drawers. Are you sick and tired of that? Hello, everyone. Jim Keacham for Jim Keacham's Grab 'em. This is a device that will make sure you don't lose anything ever again. Stuff dropping out of floors, things coming out of your pockets, stuff falling out of your nose. Let's face it, with Jim Keacham's Grab It, you can grab it, sack it, squeeze it, and love it, and you'll never lose it again. Look at this. A handy little grab it. It grabs the device, pulls it in, and sucks it. Or over here. You see this? It happens all the time.
Shoot!
But not with Jim Keacham's Grab It. Just grab it and lynch on it. You can also pull it up, straighten it, taut, give it the rack, or curly cue. Jim Meacham's Grab It, available now at
Curfew's Department Store.
Jim Meacham's Grab It. Hey, everybody, this is Wes Hurlford and Westerners, and that's that we've changed the name of our band to Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers. That's right, Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers are now coming to your town, not Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. That's another band entirely. And to be perfectly honest with you, there's a brother-in-law. He owned the right to the name. I didn't know that at the time. And he decided he'd take it out on the road. But he ain't Wes Hurlford. I am, let me tell you that. Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers are going to be coming to your town. I'm sorry, Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers are going to be coming to your town very, very soon. Write a letter to our fan club and say we want Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers, not Wes Hurlford and the Westerners, because they are a fraud, they are a imposters, they are the brother-in-law of Wes Hurlford. We want nothing to do with them. We want nothing to do with them.
Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers coming to your town. Write to Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers fan club. Wes Hurlford and the Hurlfers fan club.
On Boogity Records and Tapes.
What are you yelling about?
I'm sorry, my penis was caught in a zipper. Well, that's a TMI.
Are you Johnny Manziel, a pain in the ass that no one likes? You're walking around going into nightclubs and everyone wants to kick your ass? I'm Bruno Geckman, and I am security first.
Security first with Bruno Geckman.
Anyone that bothers you, I'll beat your ass. But you've got to call me, Johnny. Johnny Manziel, I'm here for you. Bruno Geckman, security first.
With
Well, you f***ed that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
With Security First, Bruno Geckman is there for you, Johnny Manziel.
We're the only company that's been developed for just one guy, one pain in the ass, and that's it, Johnny Manziel. So if you're tired of going into nightclubs and having people bug you, throwing all kinds of pictures at you, panties, underwear, you couldn't play football if your life hung in a balance, then come on in. We're Bruno Geckman.
Bruno Geckman!
Johnny got money.
Johnny Manziel has money.
Hi, my name is Johnny Manziel, and I have money. I have a lot of money. I won't have a lot of money forever, you know.
That's why Bruno Geckman's here for you. Wicked Sisters, your place for pet grooming. All kinds of cats, all kinds of dogs. They'll even groom certain long-haired rodents that you have for pets. The Wicked Sisters. The Wicked Sisters have two grooming headquarters. One in the Trails and the other in downtown Bethilia. The Wicked Sisters. They groom, spit polish, shine, spit polish, shine up, buff, and make your pet look buffed and sweet. The Wicked Sisters.
Pet grooming for all kinds, all makes, all models, all animals.
The Wicked Sisters in the Trails and Burlington.
Come to the Wicked Sisters, please.
Richter's on the beach. Richter's on the beach has all the supplies you need. Are you a surfer? Richter's has surf supplies. Are you a swimmer? Richter's has that too. Do you like the sand? Richter's has abundance of it. Do you like insects? Do you like fish? Do you like tide pools? Richter's on the beach. Plus, wonderful milkshakes and candies, hamburgers and fish sandwiches. Richter's has been on the beach now for 61 years. No one, and I repeat, no one will beat Richter's. Richter's on the beach. A beach place since 1926. Is that 60 years ago? Much, much further back. Well, it smells like it.
Certainly does.
Richter's on the beach. Why is it there? Richter's
on the beach.
Ricky Dugan. Ricky Dugan does it all with the plumbing, and Ricky Dugan gets to your house. He takes that plumbing apart, he puts it back, and I'll tell you something right now. If you're not happy, if not 100% satisfied, you come to Ricky Dugan's and slap him across the face and pick up one of his workers and throw him through a window. That's the Ricky Dugan guarantee.
Ricky Dugan will allow you to slap him across the face, pick up one of his workers, and throw him through a window.
Ricky Dugan does plumbing like no one else. He's been in the Los Angeles area for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I don't know, to be honest with you. Let's cut that part out.
Take two.
Ricky Dugan's been in the LA area for many, many years, and I can assure you that when Ricky Dugan comes to your house, you'll know it's Ricky. He's a little tiny guy, and you're going to want to pick him up and throw him through a window. You're going to want to say the plumbing that you just provided for me blows, but you won't because it's great. Ricky has been thrown through three windows in the last 20 years. That's all, just three. And he himself has not only been thrown through windows, he also gets slapped in the face. Did I mess that up?
Take three.
Ricky Dugan will be slapped across the face. He'll bring with him a smaller employee.
Ricky Dugan Plumbing.
They're not in the yellow pages. They don't even know what that is.
This is Rip Ripco, and we'll take your car apart and put it back together again for $19.95. That's $19.95. Bring your car in. We'll take it apart. Take the wheels off, the axle. Take out the engine. Take it apart. Not do anything to it. Not clean it. Nothing. Just take it apart and put it back together again. It might be entertaining for you and your kids. At Rip Ripco's, we'll do all of that and more. Or for $49.95.
Come into Rip Ripco's now with the interior cleaning you get steam clean for $49.95.
At Rip Ripco's, we take apart your car and put it back together again right there on the street.
Rip Ripco's, steam cleaned.
Rip Ripco's will steam clean you and your car's troubles away.
Rip Ripco,
I'll steam you away.
Rip Ripco is located at 2115 South Langingham in Downey.
Tiny Winston Speed Shops, Tiny Winston in the Valley. Uncork it for the springtime. Easter's coming up, and the Easter Bunny will uncork it and have that thing on a quarter mile, hitting 200 miles per hour and more. Tiny Winston Speed Shop, with all the groovy decals, all that Big Daddy Roth stuff, and the Rat Fink. Tiny Winston Speed Shop in the Valley.
Watson's Cars, downtown and in the periphery.
Watson's Cars in the periphery and periphery.
Downtown, Watson's Cars. These are late model, new, used, undersized, and overbridged. Cars with tires or not, Watson's Cars. Make a price, name a price, go after it, love it and hug it.
William Watson here, I founded Watson's Cars. Don't ask me what kind I have, I won't tell you. Just come in and look and go ahead and make an offer. Make an offer.
Watson's Cars in the periphery and periphery.
Watson's Cars, Glendora.
Wouldn't you like
like the wonderful taste of Luckler's water. Sparkling water from 8,000 feet in the air. It comes down the hillside, collecting the marvelous minerals and nutrients that eventually deposit themselves in the wonderful Luckless pools. And there, it is there that we stick our canisters, lift them, and deliver them right to your home at no extra charge. Luckler's water. You are lucky to have Luckler's.
Luckler's water at the Soup in downtown Brimley.
Luckler's. It's something you've only dreamed was possible, and now it's yours. Bathe in it, wash in it, wash body parts in it, and then recycle it back into the pond itself where others will drink from it.
Wash your genitals in
Luckler's.
Hi, everybody. Bob Bacon. Bob Zemplay. Bob Bacon Traffic brought to you by The Brewster at Brewster's. Suits, clothes, pants, underwear, shoes, and socks, all at limited prices. The Brewster. They've been serving men just like you for 75 years in the downtown Los Angeles area. The Brewster's in the Fabric District. In the Fabric District. The Brewster's in the Flannel District and in the Fabric District. Those four places. The Brewster's. Put on a pair of clown ears. Come in wearing something that might glow in the dark. Put everyone at ease at The Brewster's. Sit on it. The Brewster's.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry Cronenberg inviting you to come out to our football panel, which will be next Tuesday at Wadsworth High School. All of the top coaches in the area, plus pro players like myself, Sasso Johnson, The Eclipse, and Wild One will be there to teach you the different things to do on a football field. I've had my jaw wired for the last 3 days. I apologize. That's the football panel, Terry Mecklenburg at Watson High School this coming Saturday.
Come out to Watson High School for the football panel with Terry Mecklenburg. With Terry Mecklenburg.
I told you if you screwed it up, you know what happened, don't you?
Yeah!
Terry Mecklenburg.
Terry Mecklenburg.
Do you buy Frankenstein's Army?
Hey, this is Bob Roscoe, Roscoe Surf Shop. We're at the Goose Step right at the corner there of Hadley near the Breakers. And I'll tell you, this is the year for us. We're bringing in all the great new products. We've got a lot of beautiful, beautiful Japanese models and as well as some of the good stuff from the European continent. And for those of you that are into the sailboards, have those. Got the boogie board, body board, and the wakeboard too. Some of the best sticks around right here at Roscoe's Surf Shop. Again, we're in the blind right next to Hoodley's and the Gibbon spot. And I'll tell you, here's Jimmy to tell you more.
Come on down to Roscoe's, and I'll tell you, we've got a lot of customers that are coming in and
showing them how it's done, huh?
Yeah, show them how it's done. So go to Roscoe's Surf at the Bear. And we're right there at the Bear.
Yeah, the place they call the Bear Ass. And I guess that's just how it is around here, yeah.
Come on down to Roscoe's.
Yeah, Roscoe's.
Hyena Sportswear is the only way for you to go. Everywhere you want to go, you can go in Hyena Sportswear. Hyena Sportswear, designed to take you to funerals, weddings, out on the town, in for the night, wherever it is, whatever it is, wear Hyena Sportswear. Let's say you're going to a funeral. Hyena Sportswear tuxedos are elastic, they're stretchable. You can run out of that church frightened for the death that you see ahead of you, frightened for your mortality. Run with the wind, run away from life's problems in Hyena Sportswear. A Hyena Sportswear tuxedo will look great on you as you sweat and try to run for your life away from your own problems and the devils and the demons that chase you. No matter what demon chases you, outrun it in Hyena Sportswear. Hyena Sportswear also comes in three different colors: flax, ginseed, and whale. That's Hyena Sportswear, with locations throughout Los Angeles.
Come to the new Hyena Sportswear in Avondale and
the new Hyena Sportswear in Hollywood. Hyena Sportswear, six different varieties. When it comes to sportswear, we yip around the carrion of Hyena Sportswear.
Hey everyone, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef Carl Cedilia is celebrating 25th year here in Southern California. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like going to Chef Carl's in front of the Beverly Hills for a good sloppy cheeseburger. It's the Cedilia way.
Have the Cedilia, a good sloppy cheeseburger made by Chef Carl Cedilia himself. One of the world's great chefs has now applied his skills to the good old-fashioned cheeseburger. And there's nothing like a sloppy, sliding Cedilia.
The Cedilia cheeseburger has got dill pickle, got beef, and you get that meat, you know, and you put it in your mouth, you know.
Yes, the Cedilia Cheeseburger from Ted's of Beverly Hills and Chef Carl Cedilia.
Get it today. You've got in your freezer section, or you can thaw it out and slap it in there, man. Just pull that meat out and have some good time.
The Cedilia Burger, you don't know what he just said, it's probably obscene.
The Cedilia Burger, I would say that's fantastic, yeah.
Well, there's just an example of the first few days of
commercials that we did on the show back in 2016, the, you know, satirical commercials that we did. I don't want to call them fake commercials because all of a sudden that word fake, it, you know, sounds fake. So get a backstage pass to our website, and all of that stuff is readily available to you. We're probably going to collect all the commercials from 2016 and turn them into one big download, perhaps a best of, perhaps not, I don't know. But we thought we'd throw a few of them together so you could hear them. That was, again, an idea that was given to us by one of our backstage pass people, one of our BSP family members. You know. All right, so we'll see you guys tomorrow. I appreciate you listening. Tomorrow night we have our BSP chat on Saturday. We've got the Saturday Cinema on Sunday, a live streaming show that you can actually watch us, you know, perform the show starting, and it's live at 6 Pacific on philhenryshow.com. And this show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampry Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of earth is a fighting.